Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Hawks Nest, your College Place Hawks at 1-4 overall, 0-3 in league, taking on a Connell Eagle team here at home. Connell 1-3 in league, 2-4 overall. The Hawks coming off, frankly, kind of a tough loss against Cashmere this last Saturday, as that was a close game throughout. Hawks trail 12-9 after one, 18-16 in halftime. Had it tied up after three at 29, but then we end up losing by five, 44-39. In that game, the Hawks paced by 12 points from Zeke Hartwell and 16 points from John Perks. Go ahead and taking a look at coaches' notes with regards to Connell. Finding typically a well-coached team is discipline runs a great deal of structure. They tend to play set plays on offense, take advantage of out-of-bounds plays, the scoring opportunities. This year they're bigger and more physical, and they've got a transfer player from Richland that rounds them out. In past games, they've been relying on a 1-3-1 compressed defense that doesn't trap. What he says, a game plan for us this evening is we need to run when we can and force turnovers, then put in a bother press, more for Kai B tomorrow, but hope to use it today as well. Hopefully our pack line defense will work as well. We still are not going to be entirely at full strength. We're going to be missing Evan Geese, who is still recovering from a concussion, although the doctors say he will be available tomorrow as we go on the road to Benton City, to take on the Kai B Bears to round out the calendar year. And then everyone gets to celebrate the holidays before we come back against Cascade Leavenworth on January 3rd. We'll have more about that. I'm at the Kai B game tomorrow. Take another break, so among other things, I can get the starting lineups, and we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings in the SCAC. When we return, as we're pregame here in the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Connell Eagles here at home. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett. Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, and going to get into the SCAC scoreboard and standings. Royal and Zilla currently at 2-0. In league play, Royal has been playing just league games, recovering from that state championship football run. And Zilla 4-0 overall, followed by Wapato at 4-1, 6-1. We'll figure out who Wapato lost to here in a bit. Cashmere and Natchez Valley follow at 2-1 apiece. Cashmere also at 2-1, also recovering from state championship football. Natchez Valley at 5-1. Wellick Warriors 2-2, 3-3 overall. Then this Connell team at 1-3, 2-4. And then College Place 0-3, 1-4. And then Kai B, who will be playing tomorrow in Benton City at 1-7. Let's take a look at recent scores. Let's see, last week when we were playing on Saturday, Zilla was beating up on Waluke in Mattawa to the tune of 98-55, and Wapato similarly was tuning up on Kai B in Wapato, 71-21. Kai B apparently having trouble scoring points. And then Connell played Royal fairly close, 72-56 in Royal City. And then Natchez Valley went to Cowichi and beat up on the poor Highland Scotties. This is all last Saturday, 74-25. Pardon me. This week, no, that's not what I want. Don't give me next week. Here we go. On Tuesday, Natchez Valley went to Mattawa and got beat up by the Warriors, 85-43. Zilla beat Connell in Connell, 80-66. Cashmere went down to Benton City and more than doubled up the Bears, 71-35. So Kai B having trouble with the upper tier of the league. And having trouble with the Cashmere team that we had little trouble with. I mean, we lost to them only by 4 this last Saturday. And then Royal went to Wapato, and the Knights give Wapato their first loss of the season at 65-46. In other action this evening, Natchez Valley is going to be at Cashmere. Royal will be hosting Waluke, and Kai B will be at Zilla. And if those other scores are any indication, that Kai B score is not going to go well. Tomorrow, Lynn Ritzville will be at Connell. Royal will be hosting Cashmere. Again, mentioned College Place will be at Kai B. And Zilla will be hosting Natchez Valley. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here as your boys on the court, warming up, getting ready to take on the Connell Eagles, still looking for that first league win, are your Hawks. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. The Hawks getting ready to take the court against the Connell Eagles. And you got Santa here standing next to John Perks. John Perks, our junior center. Yeah. Averaging 14 points and 10 rebounds a game, so he's averaging a double-double. He's also delivering our sportsmanship message of the game. Santa being played by College Place's own Ken James, and he has been in this costume throughout the women's game, the beginning of the women's game, and now it looks like he's going to be here in the men's game. And I think Ken might be, not that he had to, but he might be losing a little bit of weight because that Santa costume, let's just say that it is not, let's just say it's well insulated and doesn't have a whole lot of ventilation. And so you're going to be a little bit warm in that. They will be announcing folks coming off the bench. And so we'll go ahead and do that, starting first for the visiting Connell Eagles and head coach Devin O'Brien. He will have on his bench a 6-foot senior and number 3, Karsten Schwindemann. A 5'9 senior in number 5, Cruz Young. And then suddenly, why do people... Oh, we're going to have a presentation from Santa. That must be what's going on.
Let's beat the reserves.
Yeah, there we go. No, now we have everybody lined up. And I see. For a minute, we just had the student section coming out. So you have Schwindemann, Young coming off the bench, a 6'2 senior, number 11, Hunter McGarry, who has contributed in the past for Connell. I recall hearing his name, a 6'1 junior, number 14, Hiram Hales, a 5'9 senior, number 15, Peyton Pyatt, and a 6'3 junior in number 21, Bronson Klingler. Klingler's sister actually figured prominently in the women's team's comeback against the Lady Hawks in the opening game here. So for head coach Kurt Pumphrey, the folks he has coming off the bench, he will not have Evan Geese available as he has to take one more game off in managing this concussion. He's told he will be available for the Kai B game tomorrow in Benton City. We'll have the 6'1 sophomore Tanner Arlington, the 6'3 sophomore Brody Smith, the 6'2 freshman number 14 Sean Thorpe available off the bench, as well as the 6'2 junior Judah Breithop and the 6'6 senior number 23 Ryan Gorton, all available for Kurt Pumphrey coming off the bench. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. For the visiting Connell Eagles, are going to start a 5'7 junior, number 1, Cutter Jenks. They're going to start a 6'3 senior, number 2, Hunter Von Hollebeek. They're going to start a 6'3 senior, number 10, Nathan Moore. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Dalston Schwindemann. And a 6'4 sophomore, and number 23, Adam Mayua. For head coach Kurt Pumphrey, his starting five is going to be what we've started thus far pretty much all year. We're going to start the 6'2 junior, number 3, Zeke Hartwell. The 6'2 junior, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, both quite capable of bringing the ball up and potentially creating their own offense. And then centering things in the paint is going to be Big Red, the 6'6 senior, 6'6 junior, rather, number 20. Big John Perks, and we need a big game from him today. We're going to have the senior transfer from Walla Walla, the 5'11 senior, number 21, Landon Decime. And then finally rounding things out and going for all the tough rebounds and scrambles on the floor for the Bull will be the 6'1 junior, number 22, Kyler Creeley. And they just announced Kyler now ready to go, and then you got to have them run past all the student section, and they've got these little orange basketballs that they're tossing to fans in the stands. The refs handing off their jackets, players getting into their final huddles. Connell in road black with white trim. And the Hawks, again, with that home white and that Denver Bronco orange. Again, as a longtime Seahawk fan from back in 1976, those Denver Bronco colors, and they're triggering. They are triggering. So Connell's come out, and they are ready to go, and it will be, that is the wrong roster. It's going to be Mayua, the 6'4 Mayua, a sophomore stepping in against the 6'6 junior in John Perks. Mayu and Perks shake hands, and the ref making sure that we're ready to go. There's the whistle, and the ball is up and tips in the backcourt to Hunter Van Hollebeek. He then will hand off to Jenks. Then goes up, and the pass is going to be tipped by Creeley, intended for Nathan Moore, and Creeley tips it out of bounds. So Jenks will take it out far sideline, and he'll feed to Nathan Moore. Moore will cheat to the left, and still maintaining his dribble. He'll now feed to Van Hollebeek. Now to Moore. Quick swing around to Jenks for an NBA three. That's an air ball. However, Mayua is there for the offensive rebound and putback. 2-0 Connell as coming up the court. Decime, after dispensing with a press, will feed to Hartwell on the left wing. Dribble in, step back, feed to Perks in the key. Wants to drive in against Mayua. Feed to Creeley. Then goes up against three. Shot is tipped, no good. But Kirschbaum chases down the long rebound. Caden dribbling at the top. He'll pull up for an NBA three off the side of the rim. No good. And Van Hollebeek will come down with a rebound. He will bring it up on the right wing to Jenks. 2-0 Connell. 7 minutes to go in the first. Just underway as Moore pulls up in the key. No, that's Van Hollebeek. I beg your pardon. And he hits from about 12, making it 4-0. As we go up court, we're going to have an over and back. Pass to Creeley on the up court, and he fed to Decime in the backcourt. As Moore will feed in the backcourt to Jenks. Jenks on the left wing to Van Hollebeek. Then to Moore in the corner to Jenks at the top. Jenks now to, that is Schwendeman. Then to Van Moore, rather, fakes in, wants to drive in, lost the handle on his dribble, feeds to Jenks at the top, 14 on the shot clock, to I can't quite tell who, I think that's Van Hollebeek, tries to dribble around, then is losing handle on his dribble, 6, Jenks ends up launching a long 3, that ends up being no good, and Mayua comes down with a rebound, then feeds Moore, and then has the ball stripped and goes out of bounds. Oh, and they're going to say last touch by Connell. 6:17 to go in the first. And Connell 4, our college plays nothing. And, yeah, we had a fault in giving the ball to Caden Kirschbaum, so they're just going to redo it. So Caden to Mayua, or not to Mayua, to Decime, to back to Hartwell, who faked Moore out of his shorts, brought it up the right wing, now to Kirschbaum at the top. Caden with Moore coming out on him to Hartwell on the right wing. Back to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum way up top and wants to dribble in. Feed to Decime. Decime dribbling at the top. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Feed to Hartwell. Pull up for an NBA three. Swirls in and out. No good. And Jenks will come down with the rebound. Jenks up on the left wing to Schwendeman. Now to Moore at the top. Moore on the right wing to Jenks. Jenks looking for something down low, instead feeds to Moore, wants to drive in, and we had a whistle away from the ball. 3 in the key. I guess we had camping on Mayua. But the Hawks will end up taking the ball out for our sideline. I don't know what happened. There was no foul as Hartwell will feed to Kirschbaum coming up the left wing. Kirschbaum, the handoff to Hartwell. Zeke dribbling towards the top. Hands up to Kirschbaum. Driving Hartwell. Give and go. Zeke Hartwell down the left lane. Brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. Jenks to Moore for an NBA three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Perks taps the rebound to Creeley, who then gets tied up with Mayua, and we got a jump ball with a possession of favoring the Hawks. 4-2 Connell, 5:04 to go in the first. Kirschbaum up close to Decime, now to Hartwell. Hartwell coming up the left. They're going to call a foul, a blocking foul on Jenks coming up the court. So Jenks will pick up the first foul of the game. And Hartwell will take it out far sideline. As Santa walks past me, looking a little tired. Kirschbaum dribbling at the top, feeds to Hartwell, deep on the left wing with Moore on him to Creeley at the top of the key. Drives in against Destin, and they're going to call a travel. Yeah, I thought he dragged his pivot foot. And we're going to have a timeout with 4:47 to go in the first quarter, and the Hawks trail 4-2. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks trail 4-2, first quarter. 4:47 left to go in that quarter as Moore will bring it up for Connell. Right up Broadway, he'll give on the right to Van Hollaby. Van Hollaby wants to try shit. Kirschbaum drives into the key, and they're going to call a blocking foul on John Perks. I'd say, look to me, at worst, that was a jump ball, but the Zebras are closer as Perks will pick up his first personal. And that'll send Van Hollebeek to the line. This is the first trip for anybody to the charity stripe. As Van Hollebeek, a senior, one dribble, long hunker and consider, and then sinks it, making it 5-2 Connell. Devin O'Brien pacing in front of his seat for Connell. Longtime coach Connell. Van Hollaby gets the second, making it 6-2 Connell. As Decime feet up close to Hartwell, back to Decime. Now up court to Kirschbaum. Now cross to Perks. Now up court to Decime as you cross the timeline. To Creeley at the top of the key. Now feet around to Hartwell. Oh, he had the three. Decided to take the three. Put it off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Hartwell and stolen by Mayua. And they're going to call, nope. They're going to call then a turnaround foul on Zeke Hartwell, I believe. That'll be Zeke's first personal as Judah Breithaupt is going to check in. Are they going to let him in? Yeah, now they're going to let him in. They're going to spell Kylie Creeley. So Van Hollebeek will take it out baseline, and the Hawks concede the backcourt. As Jenks will bring it up. Jenks up to Mayua. And to Van Hollebeek for three. Swirls in and out, no good. As Decime will come down with the rebound and gets fouled by Mayua, I believe. Yeah, Mayua will pick up his first personal. And the Eagles now will abandon the backcourt and just allow Kirschbaum to bring it up. Then he's going to be met by a double team right at the line. And then we got a jump ball. So they abandoned the backcourt and then immediately swarm the ball carrier just as he crosses the timeline, getting trapped. So the Hawks are going to have to find a solution to that as Van Hollebeek will take it out far sideline, feed to Moore in the backcourt. Moore cheating to the right with Breithaupt on him, now cheats into the key, now feeds to Mayua, wants to drive left. He'll have to kick back out to Van Hollebeek. Van Hollebeek wants to drive in, gets cut off, feeds Moore for an NBA three off the side of the rim. No good. Tip rebound is going to be brought down by Zeke Hartwell. And Hartwell will lope up. shadowed by Schwendeman. Hartwell still maintaining his dribble. Now dribbles into the key, kicks out to Breithaupt for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Almost comes down with his own rebound, but Maiua comes up with it, and then they're going to call a blocking foul on... Whoa, they're calling that foul on Connell? Are they saying a travel? I guess they're saying it was a travel. All right. So Hartwell will take it out baseline for College Place with the Hawks trailing 6-2. Feed to Kirschbaum in the left corner. Kirschbaum to Hartwell at the top. Zeke wanting to dribble in. Hand off to Kirschbaum. He'll pull up from 15. Double clutch and hit. Holy cow. Caden Kirschbaum, tough double clutch from just beyond the free throw line. Call it 16 feet as Ryan Gorton will check in for College Place. Hawks trail 6-4. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter as Moore tried to drive in and... Zeke Hartwell elevated, trying to block the shot, but put a body on him, so that'll be his second personal. As Dylan Moore, no, Nathan Moore, I beg your pardon, will go to the line for two. The Eagles are 2 for 2 thus far. And now 3 for 3 as Peyton Pyatt and Karsten Schwendeman will now check in. So I got Karsten and Dalston out there. Great. Or did Dalston sit? Nope, Dalston, yep. Dalston's out there. Karsten's out there as Moore hits the second. And the Hawks are doubled up, 8-4. And so Kirschbaum will bring it up, and they're not going to swarm him. He'll bring it up on the right, drives into the key, goes up under Maiua. And the shot's off the side of the rim, no good, but he earned himself a trip to the line. And they're going to say that foul is on Pyatt. That'll be his first personal. So Caden Kirschbaum to the line. This will be the first trip for the Hawks to the charity stripe. As Kirschbaum puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Caden Kirschbaum struggling a bit from the line recently. Second free throw. Swirls that one home. Making it 8-5. Connell. 2:46 to go in the first. As Moore will bring it up, going to be picked up early by Breithaupt. Now dribbles to the left, going to be picked up by Gorton, who's checked in, then pulls up from the free throw line and hits. Moore with his first field goal of the game, making it 10-5. Connell, as Kirschbaum drives into the key, feeds back to Decime from the top. Landon Decime with Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3, cutting Connell's lead to 2, 10-8. As Moore deep on the right wing with Breithaupt coming out on him. Now dribbles to the top. Now pulls up again from the free throw line and hits. And you keep giving him that shot, I think they'll keep hitting him. Moore from 15, making it 12-4 Connell. Kirschbaum coming up the right. Dribbles into the key, breaks the ankle of his defender, swirls it in and out, no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Kyler Creeley, and then we got a jump ball. And I believe the possession now favors, oh no, College Place. So all right. Cruz, Young, and Hunter McGarry to check in for Connell, as will John Perks. He'll spell Ryan Gorton. As Maiua and Hunter Van Hollebeek will go to the bench for the Eagles. So Kirschbaum will take it up baseline with 27 on the shot clock. Long to Decime. To Kirschbaum on left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And Moore will take the rebound from Kyler Creeley. Now come up the right wing. Now he cheats into the center. Now drives in it, pulls up from 15 again. He's hit from the free throw line last three possessions. Last 6 points. Oh, Nathan Moore hitting from the free throw line. As Perks has the ball down low, wants to drive into the key. Spin move, left-handed scoop shot, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Kirschbaum is going to steal it from Moore, and then Moore is going to draw the foul. That was a hustle on Caden Kirschbaum's part. Moore will pick up his first person. That's a fourth team foul. For what that's worth. Hawks trail 14-8 as Decime feeds to Breithaupt on the left wing in the corner to Kirschbaum. Drives into the key. Nice running scoop from about six. Caden Kirschbaum making his own offense. Hawks trail 14-10. Moore up court to one of the Schwendemans. Feeds the other Schwendeman. Drives baseline. And Leyen is too strong, and then Breithaupt lost the rebound out of bounds. That is sometimes a recurring theme for us. We get the ball down low and can't hang on to it. As Moore will take it up baseline to McGarry. Now to Moore on the right. Puts a spin move on. Lost the handle on his dribble, but they're going to call a foul. I think on Caden Kirschbaum. Yep, that'll be Kirschbaum's first personal. So both teams have 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Any more fouls, we're going to go to the line. As McGarry will take it out baseline to the Eagles. Feeds to Moore on the right corner. Now kick back out to McGarry. Now swing out to one of the, to Cruz Young. Long three. Yeah, we're going to have a foul. That's right. Hunter McGarry shoved John Perks down. And so McGarry picks up, frankly, a dumb foul, and John Perks will go to the line for two. Hawks are 1-for-2 so far. They trail 14-10 with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Big Red now giving the ball, hangs that ball on his right hip, and then three one-handed dribbles. He'll spin it and dribble one more time, and he's got his routine. And swirls it home. 14-11, Connell. Right hip. 1-2-3, right-handed dribble. Spin dribble. Bunker and fire. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Creeley ends up stealing the rebound, then goes up court to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum then comes driving in. Oh, got away with the travel. Down low to Perks! Oh, his lay-in hangs on the rim and drops no good, but he got the foul. And that foul's going to be on Payette. That'll be his second personal, so John Perks will go to the line for two. Hawks 2-for-4 so far. John Perks 1-for-2. Dribble, 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 spin, dribble, hunker, fire, money. 14-12, Connell, as Mayua will check back in and spell Peyton Payette. Perks, ball on the hip. 1-2-3, spin, dribble, hunker, fire, money. 3-for-4 is John Perks and gets us within one. 14-13, Connell with 35 seconds to go is Moore. Brings it up. Kirschbaum coming out on him. Moore wanting to drive in, and oh, he then slices through the defense and goes down the right lane and lays it up and in. Moore now with 8 points, 16-13 Connell. Oh, almost had him over and back. As Kirschbaum working on Moore, goes between his legs now, drives right. He'll hand off to Breithaupt in the corner. He'll now bring it up to the top. He'll feed to Decime for three, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Mayor. Perks gets the ball late. Goes up, gets fouled at the buzzer. John Perks is going to the line at the end of the first quarter. Oh, they're saying it doesn't count. Wow. There was a ref that called a foul. Oh. Okay, yeah. So that foul. No. Wow, they're calling the foul. They're calling the foul on College Place. They're calling that foul on Kirschbaum. Very interesting call, to say the least. So Moore will go to the line. I could have sworn we were going to the line, but instead it's going to be Moore who will shoot two. I don't see how that's possible. It's frankly a dreadful call. But instead of getting a chance to get within one, Moore is going to have us go to the second quarter. They put 0.3 seconds back on the clock. I don't see how you put time back on the clock, and I don't see how you make the foul against Caden Kirschbaum. And now the refs are consulting about whether you're actually going to run those 0.3 seconds. And Kurt Pumphrey sitting with his hands in his pockets waiting for the conference to end, but do you have your so I am still trying to figure out how that foul remotely came to be on Caden Kirschbaum, because John Perks had the ball, was going up, had, and he clearly got hacked going up. But somehow the foul's on Caden Kirschbaum. Yeah, so we get the ball on the other end of the court with 0.3 seconds left. Why are you people even bothering with this? So it's going to have to be catch and shoot time as Moore will cheat up on Kirschbaum, who then lobs it. Oh, it wasn't the worst looking shot. And then the Connell student section calling it an air ball with a three-quarter court shot. Grow up. After one quarter of play, Connell leads College Place 18-13. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks trail 18-13 after one quarter of play. They got to find a way to control Nathan Moore, who has 12 of the Eagles' points. As Moore has the ball, wants to dribble in, now pulls back. Now he steps back for three and hits that. Moore with a hand guard, Edward Jones three, making it 21-13. And it's pretty much Moore outscoring College Place as Kirschbaum feeds to Perks on the left wing. Hand back to Kirschbaum, drives baseline. And lays it up and in. Kirschbaum now with 7 points, making 21-15 Connell. Moore at the top. He'll pull up for an NBA three off the front of the rim. No good. But then Mayua comes down with a rebound. And they're going to say he got fouled. Coming down with the ball. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Zeke Hartwell went down, and he's grabbing his right leg, and he is not getting up. Oh, he looks like, okay. He's holding his right thigh. I am hoping it's the thigh and not the knee, but Zeke is definitely not feeling good right now. And the foul, they're saying that foul is on Zeke Hartwell. And that will be his third personal. So while they are tending to Zeke, who is still down on the deck, we're going to take a timeout with 7:21 to go in the half. And the Hawks trailing 21-15. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So they got Zeke up off the court, but he needs help getting into the locker room. And his injuries to his right leg, and I'm not seeing him put much pressure on the leg. I will say it's remotely possible that he could have had just a paralyzing thigh injury, but given the fact he was down for so long, I'm afraid it may be a knee issue. As McGarry will now take it out baseline for the Eagles. And he goes to Moore at the top. Moore drives into the key, then scoops it home from about 6 feet. Moore, 13, 17 points as Kirschbaum almost tossed the ball away from Decime. Feed to Breithop in the corner to Decime. Thinks about the three, now dribbles into the corner, now drives baseline. Feeds to Perks at the top, and he'll turn around and pull up from about 12 and doesn't get enough mustard on the ball and pushes it out of bounds. Okay, we're going to have a timeout with 6:57 to go in the half, and the Hawks trailing 23-15. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
6:57 to go in the half, and the Hawks trail 23-15. Got Zeke Hartwell in the locker room and went down with a right leg injury. As Moore will bring it up for the Eagles, with Decime working on him. Give to Van Hollebeek on the right. Van Hollebeek wants to drive in against Decime. And double clutches. They're going to call a shooting foul. And they're going to say that foul's on Kyler Creeley. That'll be his first personal. So Van Hollebeek will go to the line for the second time. The Eagles are 6-for-6 from the line. And Van Hollebeek misses as Dalston Schwendeman will spell his brother Karsten. Van Hollebeek now given another chance. Hits that. 7-for-8 is Connell from the line. And they're up by 9. 25-15. As Kirschbaum will feed Decime. Decime dribbling to the left. Wanted to go down low to Perks. Ends up being a bad pass. And Jenks will call him with a loose ball. He'll then feed Moore. Moore has the ball stolen by Decime, who then comes up the court, and he ends up having to scramble for his dribble and then ends up having it stolen. Van Hollebeek then feeds. Who was that? That was Dalston Schwendeman for an easy bucket, making it 26-15 Connell as Decime comes up the court, and Van Hollebeek is going to get called for reaching. That'll be his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out far sideline. Go deep into the backcourt to Decime. Now come back up feed to Kirschbaum to Decime. From top of the arc for three off the front of the rim. No good. Mayua will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Moore quickly coming down the left wing. He then comes down the left lane. Lays it up and in. Does Moore. 28-15 as Decime ends up getting swarmed and we're unable to get the ball off, and we get a jump ball in the positional favoring Connell. That's the second time they've pulled this off with success as Jenks will take it out far sideline. Two more, who's the one we have to stop. He is killing us. 15, 19 points already as he pulls up from 16. Oh, and he tries to pass off at the last second. Got lucky. Jenks to Moore. Down low to Mayua. Goes up against Breithop. Shot is too strong. But then Dalston Schwendeman is there for the alley-oop putback. And now we're doubled up at 30 to 15. As Kirschbaum goes low to Perks. Down low to Creeley, who banks it home. Kylie Creeley with a bucket, brought to you by John Perks. Moore up court to Schwendeman, drives baseline, and wanted to feed a driving Mayua, instead put it off Creeley's knee. They're calling off his knee, and they're saying it's a boot. I just, this roughing crew sometimes. Van Hollebeek will take it out baseline to Mayua in the corner. Now to Jinx at the top. Now to Moore in the corner. He pulls up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Breithop comes down with a rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Back to Judah. Judah driving into the key. Down low to Perks. Oh, he had the way. Instead, he feeds to Kirschbaum for a long three. That shot is no good. Long rebound, Van Hollebeek, who then kicks out to Moore. Moore Euro steps into the key and manages to drop it home from about 10 feet. Moore with, I think, 20 points. Wanted to get the ball down low to Perks. Loses the handle on the ball. Going to be stolen by Jinx. Moore has the ball on the right wing, wants to drive in. He's going to go up in contested traffic, and they're going to call a foul. It's just all Moore. As he ends up getting fouled this time by Landon Decime. That'll be his first personal. So Moore will go to the line for two. He is 4 for 4. He has 19 points already with 4:12 to go in the first half. And he hits that. As Peyton Payette and Hunter McGarry will check in for the Eagles as Mayua and Van Hollebeek will go to the bench. And still no sign of Zeke Hartwell coming out of the locker room. So that's probably more than a thigh bruise. And that one is no good as Perks will come down with a rebound. Kirschbaum will walk it up. He gets manhandled but then feeds to Perks. Kicks out to Decime. Now kick back out. Now to Perks, top of the key. Kick out to Decime. Now the three is available. And Decime! It's his second. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. On this trail by 13, 33-20. As Jenks will bring it up. Feed to, it's 11. Then to 15. Now to Moore. Moore takes the three. Pulls up for a long two off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound. It's going to be chased down by Jenks. Feed to Payette. Payette then throws the ball to the Hawk cheerleaders. I don't know who could possibly have picked that pass up. It was way long. As we go up court to Breithop to avoid the trap. Down low to Gordon and goes up and his lay-in isn't quite strong enough. But Perks is there for the offensive rebound and put back. As Perks gets his first bucket of the game. Cutting the Connell lead to 11 as Payette feeds to, I cannot see who the heck was that. Oh, that ended up being Payette, who ended up driving baseline and laying it up and in. As Kirschbaum will bring it up, then drives right, then feeds to Perks, top of the key, drives in, nice bank shot, it's a bit too strong, and Jenks will come down with the rebound. Jenks. Long up court. Yeah! Long up court to Dalston Schwendeman, but Judah Breithop read the passing lane and pokes the ball out of bounds. Van Hollebeek will check in for Connell, and he will spell Moore, whom I'm very happy to see go off the court with 2:44 to go in the half. As Payette, I think, will inbound Jenks to Van Hollebeek at the top. Van Hollebeek now wants to drive in. He slices against two, goes up and gets fouled. A lot of driving to the bucket with subsequent fouls, having been fouled by John Perks. That's his second personal. And Ben Hollebeek will go to the line. He is 3 for 4 thus far. Connell very efficient from the line. Although they've missed two of their last three as Van Hollebeek puts that one off the front of the rim. No good. And And Hall of Beek, three dribbles, a hunker. And then he fires and swishes that one. 36-22 Connell, 2:38 to go in the half. Outlet to Judah Breithaupt, then up court to Perks, who then got fouled by Peyton Piatt. I think that's his third person. Yeah, Peyton Piatt out there with three fouls. And Kirschbaum will take it out in front of Kurt Pumphrey's chair. As Piatt went to the bench and got spelled by Bronson Klingler. Cross court to Decime, bringing it in, who then got fouled by Dalston Schwendeman. Schwendeman picks up his first personal. Third personal foul, third team foul of the second quarter. So inbound to Kirschbaum. He'll go up then to Decime. Now to Breithaupt, down low to Ryan Gorton, got behind everybody, and as he went up, he got fouled from behind, I believe, by Dalston Schwendeman. So Schwendeman will pick up his second personal. No, they're saying that foul's on Klingler. So Ryan Gorton will go to the line for two. And the Hawks currently 4-for-6 from the line. And the 6'6 senior puts that off the back of the rim, no good. 2:21 to go in the half. Hawks trail 36-22. Gorton. Three machine gun dribbles. Then two more. Then he hunkers and fires. That's off the front of the rim and drops. Gorton on the board. Hawks trail by 13, however, 36-23. As Van Hollebeek stutter steps, drives into the key. Has the lost the ball out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on Ryan Gorton. And that'll be his first personal. So Van Hollebeek to the line again. Van Hollebeek 4-for-6 up to this point. A lot of penetrating and shooting by Connell as Moore and Mayua will check back in. And McGarry and Bronson Klingler will go to the bench. So Van Hollebeek thinks about it quite a while, puts that off the back of the rim, no good, and Gorton will come down with the rebound. As Kirschbaum will bring it up, and they're not going to do that high trap, as he then drives baseline, feeds down low to Perks, who then goes up and drops it home. Give Perks another inch, and he flushes that baby. Hawks trail by 9, 36-25. But Moore will feed up to Jenks on the right wing. He'll pull up for three. Oh, my goodness. Cutter Jenks with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And, oh, and then they do that high trap, and we end up losing the ball out of bounds. It has worked more often than it hasn't for Connell. As Van Hollebeek will take it out far sideline, as it was last touched by us. Feed to Jenks, hand back off to Van Hollebeek. Van Hollebeek to Schwendeman, swing around to Jenks for a turnaround three. And he then flops, and nobody's biting, as Decime will come down with the rebound. He'll then come up now, the trap hits to Kirschbaum, down low to Perks, who then goes up and earns the shooting foul. Cruz Young getting ready to check in for Connell. And Jenks got a little hitch in his giddy-up. Fouls on Mayua. That's his second personal. So John Perks to the line. Perks is 3-for-4 so far. And hits it. 39-26 Connell. 1/3 trailing we are. Puts that ball on his hip, and three slow right-handed dribbles, a spin and a dribble, and then he hunkers and fires and hits that. Tyler Creeley to check in, and he'll spell Judah Breithaupt. Van Hollebeek will take it out baseline with an uncontested backcourt with 1:13 to go in the half and the Hawks trailing 39-27. Moore will walk it up. Hand off to him, Van Hollebeek on the right. Van Hollebeek then drives into the top and then we got a whistle. Oh, he got a travel. Harass Van Hollebeek into some interesting ball handling. So Kirschbaum will feed Decime. Back to Kirschbaum. Now to Perks. Deep on the left wing. Oh, drives into the key. Finds Gordon down low. Can't finish. And tip rebound's going to be slapped out of bounds by Connell. And they've gotten, Gordon's gotten some good looks down low, and he's just a little bit too strong in his finishes. Just a little bit lighter touch on that, and you get some gimmies as Kirschbaum feeds straight to Van Hollebeek. It's a bad pass. As he then drives in against either, is it Decime? I believe drove against Decime. Van Hollebeek made the bucket. Yep, that foul's going to be on Landon Decime. So Van Hollebeek with the bucket, and now to the end. To the line for the and one. Connell up 14, 41-27, 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Van Hollebeek stops and considers and manages to drop that one. One for his last three. As Kirschbaum will feed Decime and the trap is on and we're going to have a foul on Moore. And that'll put Caden Kirschbaum to the line as Moore picks up his second personal. And Kirschbaum, who's one for two. With 41 seconds to go, we'll get two more. Money. Two for his last two is the junior. Two quick dribbles and a fire. Puts that up the front of the rim. No good. Mayuo come down with a rebound. He'll feed Van Hollebeek. Van Hollebeek coming down the right. Now feed to Moore at the top. Dribbles into the key. Slices between two down the left lane and lays it up and in. Man, alive Nathan Moore. Killing us in the first half as Decimate gives the ball to Van Hollebeek, who is going to lay it up and in down the right lane. We are not taking good care of the basketball as we trail by 18. Decime coming down the left, goes behind his back, feeds down low to Perks, who was going to flush it home. I believe he got fouled by Moore. If he flushes that, it's an and one. Yep, Moore will pick up his third personal. As John Perks will go to the line, he's 5 for 6 from the line with 5.7 seconds to go in the half. We trail by 18. 46-28. Stop Moore in the second half, and this game could change as Perks hits that. Perks 6 for 7 from the line. He's in double digits. Puts that off the back of the rim, no good. And Van Hollebeek will come down with the rebound, feed to Moore, who's going to have to shoot from just about half court. And banks it off the rim, no good. And the first half comes to an end, and it's pretty much been all Connell after one half of play. The Eagles 46, the Hawks 29. We'll be back with halftime totals and an analysis of the first half. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family, reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rowe Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Halftime here at the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks trying to get that first league win against 1-3 Connell, and it has been something of a struggle, boss. Lady Hawks, rather, trail 46-29. Here's your unofficial scoring summary, which will kind of tell you why we're trailing. Peyton Payette for Connell with 2 points. Adam Mayua with 2 points. Dulston Schwendeman with 4 points. I miss Cutter Jenks with 3 points. But then you have Hunter Van Hollebeek with 11 points and Nathan Moore leading all scorers on the court with 24 points. For the Hawks, Ryan Gorton with 1 point. Kyler Creeley with 2 points. Zeke Hartwell with 2 points. And Zeke went down in the first half with a right leg injury, and he needed quite a bit of assistance to get to the locker room. I anticipate we are not going to be seeing him again this evening. Here's hoping it's something we might be able to recover after 24 hours. Landon Decime with 2 threes. He has 6 points. Caden Kirschbaum, 8 points. John Perks leading all Hawks scorers with 10 points. John Perks, 6 for 8 from the line. It's a rather a bright spot, but the analysis of the first half, well, it's a combination of the Hawks not taking the greatest care of the basketball, really making some kind of lazy, sloppy turnovers, but even then, without those turnovers, between the scoring of Van Hollebeek and most notably, in particular, Nathan Moore, at one point, he scored on 3 successive possessions. He was left with just a little bit of breathing room right about the free throw line, so 15 feet away, hit 3 straight jumpers. Now, when we come out on him, he then will turn around and burn off the dribble and drive down right or left lane and more often than not score. And to add insult to injury, he also has an NBA 3 from the top of the arc. So the story for the Hawks really in the second half, more than anything, we've got to find a way to stop Nathan Moore. That may be the Richmond transfer that Coach Kirk Humphrey mentioned in his early game notes. They Connell picked up a transfer from Richland, and I'm wondering if it's Nathan Moore, because I don't recall calling Moore's name last year, and Moore is a senior, and he's effective not only at bringing the ball up, but he's quite effective in creating his own offense. So we got to find a way to stop him. We got to find a way to turn to reduce the turnovers, and the opportunities potentially for John Perks down low are there. When we get those down low outlet passes, both to him and notably Ryan Gorton, we have to finish. If we can do that, that then might open things up with regards to three-point shooting and might be able to play your way back into this game. We trail 17 at halftime, 46-29. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and scoreboard when we return here from the Hawks Nest with Hawks trailing Connell 46-29. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions.
This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here in the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks trail Connell 46-29. Zeke Hartwell down with an injury. And, yep, not seeing him come out of the locker room either. So here's hoping that Zeke's going to be okay. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings. Royal and Zilla both at 2-0. Zilla 4-0 overall. Royal did not get any pre-conference games in. Due to the football championship, Wapato falls at 4-1, 6-1. Cashmere and Natchez Valley at 2-1. Waluke at 2-2. Connell at 1-3, and College Place 0-3. Ty B, our opponent tomorrow in Benton City at 0-4. Let's take a look at games from last week, as well as what's going on this week and potentially next week. Last Saturday, Zilla was beating up on Waluke and Mattawa 98-55. Wapato was wrecking Kybee and Wapato 71-27. Royal beat this Connell team 72-56, and Natchez Valley in a non-conference game in Cowichi beat up on the Highland Scotties 74-25. This week, Tuesday, Waluke beat Natchez Valley in Mattawa 85-43. Zilla beat Connell in Connell 80-66. And Cashmere doubled up Kybee in Benton City 71-35. Royal handed Wapato their first loss of the season in Wapato 65-46. In action tonight, Natchez Valley is at Cashmere. Royal's hosting Waluke, and Kybee is at Zilla. Tomorrow, Lynn Ritzville will be at Connell. Royal will be hosting Cashmere. We will be on the road to Benton City to take on Kybee. And Natchez Valley will be at Zilla. Real quick, let's see what's going on next week. Tuesday, Zilla will be at Cashmere. Friday, Natchez Valley will be at Goldendale. Granger will be at Waluke. Saturday, the 27th, Royal will be at Maryville Prep Academy, and Waluke will be at Sunnyside Christian. Hawks will have next week off. And we're ready to start the second half. The Hawks lob the basketball, moving from right to left. So we sit here at the scorer's table, behind the scorer's table. So Kirschbaum will inbound to Decime. And Judah Breithaupt out starting right now as you break that early press as Decime feeds to Breithaupt to Kirschbaum for an NBA three. Can you tell he made the Hank Warden Edward Jones three from the right wing as Van Hollebeek will bring it up. He'll kick to, oh, that shot might have been partially blocked. And long rebound is going to end up being brought down by ultimately Judah Breithaupt after much confusion. And then we have trouble coming up the court, but Kirschbaum manages to gather it and feed in the corner to Decime, who's free for three off the back of the rim. No good. And Moore will come down with a rebound. He'll go up court to Jenks. Feed back to Moore on the right wing to Van Hollebeek. Wants to drive baseline against Judah Breithaupt. Judah cuts him off and then kicking out to Jenks. Can't get the three off to Van Hollebeek at the top, 16 on the set. Now Jenks will put up an NBA three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Van Hollebeek will chase down the rebound to Moore in the corner for three. Barely off the front of the rim, no good. But unfortunately, Alston Schwendeman is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Too many looks did the Eagles get on that possession. As Ryan Gorton is going to check in, we break the early pressure as Breithaupt has the ball on the right wing to Kirschbaum, back to Breithaupt, down low to Perks, feeds back to Breithaupt in the corner. He then feeds down low to Perks, then goes up and gets a reverse lay-in. Shot is no good, and Mayul muscled the rebound. He'll feed to Jenks. He'll then hand off to Van Hollebeek, then feed to Schwendeman, who drives right baseline and banks it home. Dalston Schwendeman with 4 points here in the second half. As Kirschbaum will bring it up, he'll feed to Decime. Lost his dribble, stolen by Schwendeman, and he's going to go all the way and lay it up and in. Schwendeman, 6 points here in the first minute of the third quarter. As Decime, he'll go across to Kirschbaum, slices through a double team, and they're going to call Schwendeman for a foul. So Schwendeman busy here. And he picks up his second personal as Ryan Gorton will check in and spell Judah Breithaupt. So Kirschbaum will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Decime. Now back to Kirschbaum. Deep on the right wing to Creeley in the corner. Down low to Decime. Handed out to Kirschbaum, who has to go backcourt to get it. And managed to avoid the over and back, but in sweeping it back in, feeds to Van Hollebeek. Who then feeds to Moore. Back to Van Hollebeek. We're getting cross-court passes to Jenks. And they left him open for the three. Decided not to take it. Now he turns around and shoots, and the shot is no good. Creeley will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Kirschbaum in transition. Comes down, pulls up from 18, swirls in and out, no good. Jenks will come down with the rebound and feed Schwendeman. Got behind everybody and lays it up and in. Schwendeman, 8 points here in the third quarter. As Decime spins around, he'll feed to Creeley in the corner. Now to Kirschbaum in the key. Pulls up from 15. Puts it off the front of the rim. No good. Bad looking shot. Schwendeman in transition. Lays it up and in. Van Hollebeek got him, and we're going to take a timeout as Kurt Pumphrey doesn't like what he's seeing. 4:52 to go in the third. Hawks trail Connell 56-32. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement.
Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So in the third quarter, now we're having trouble with Dalston Schwendeman. He has 8 points here in the third quarter as Decime will bring it up. And almost goes behind his back. Now he'll feed to Kirschbaum. And pass gets tipped. Kirschbaum gathers it back in. Pulls up from 12. It hits right on the baseline. It's Caden Kirschbaum. He has 10 points. We trail by 22. 56-34 as Jenks to Moore. Moore to Jenks in the right corner for three. Swirls in and out no good as Creeley comes down with a rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Dribbles past Schwendeman. Now dribbles into the key. They're going to call it travel. Yeah, I was going to say that's more than a Euro step. That was a Euro march. So Van Hollebeek will bring it up. And he'll be met by Perks. Now feed to Moore at the top. Now he pulls up from about 18, and they're going to call a foul, which looked for all the world to me like a flop. But they'll call the foul on John Perks. So he'll have his third, and Moore will go to the line again. Moore is 5-for-6 on the day so far from the line. But that one off the front of the rim, no good. Judah Breithop check in, and he'll spell Perks. Now they get more of the ball back, and now he sends it on his way and rattles that one home. 57-34, Connell. It's Decime to Breithop, who will then come up. Oh, and the trap is in, and three feeds to Moore, then goes up against Creeley, and they're calling a blocking foul on Creeley. My gosh. Okay. And to add insult to injury, Moore made the bucket. So now he's the line for the and one. As Brody Smith will check in for Kyler Creeley, as Creeley has a couple words of the ref about that. And I frankly don't blame him, although the ref was giving him the stink eye as he went to the bench. And Moore hits the and one, making it 60-34. Peyton Piatt to check in. And they do that early trap as Decime tries to dribble his way out of it. He'll now feed to Kirschbaum. Pulls up for an NBA three off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound lost out of bounds by Van Hollebeek. Piatt and Hunter McGarry to check in. John Perks to check in. He'll spell Ryan Gorton. And Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Breithop, then down low to Kirschbaum, who gets in worse lane. But Gorton comes in, gets the rebound. His putback is no good. Or rather, not Gorton, but Brody Smith. As he got fouled by McGarry. And Randy Smith will go to the line for two. Brody Smith. I apologize, Mr. Smith. Can't read my own writing. And Smith, who acquitted himself well a couple games ago, has an opportunity to do so again, but it's that first free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Smith, three deliberate dribbles, and then puts it up again. Puts that off the back of the rim. No good. And Piatt will come down with a rebound, then feed Moore. Moore dribbling to the left now, feeds driving Mayua, who slammed into Smith in the... Oh, my gosh. They're calling that a shooting foul?
Foul is on number 12, Brody Smith.
So Brody Smith will pick up his first personal, and Mayua will go to the line for two. This is Mayua's first trip to the charity stripe. And he takes advantage of the first, making it 61-34. Two quick dribbles is Maiua, and hits that one as well. Karsten Schwinneman will be in the backcourt, and here comes the trap when, yeah. I was going to say, Decime was trying to follow his dribble, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Hunter McGarry. So that'll be his third personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out far sideline with a fresh 30. Ends up going long to Decime. Decime back to Kirschbaum. He'll feed to Breithop on the right. Breithop getting trapped. Feed to Smith from 15. Off the back of the rim, no good. But Kirschbaum will come down with a rebound. He'll pull back out. Now feed down low to Perks. Working off Maiua. Lost the handle on his dribble. Ends up going on the deck. And we're going to get a jump ball. As Kirschbaum and Moore end up tying up. And the possession now favors Connell. 2:42 to go in the third quarter. As Cruz Young will check in for Connell and spell Maiua. So Young will bring it up and feed to Payat, who then feeds Moore. Step back three off the front of the rim, no good. And Smith will come down with the rebound for College Place. As we then get the trap and we lose the handle on the dribble. And Moore is a three-on-one fast break. And it's going to be finished by Karsten Schwinneman for his first bucket of the game. We have trouble dealing with that upcourt trap as Perks now gathers it in, then feeds to Decime. Now, nope, but bounce pass, no good. Smith, however, somehow comes up with it, then goes in, puts a shot off the backboard, no good. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Connell. Creeley and Gorton will check in as Breithop and Decime will go to the bench. So Kirschbaum will feed to Gorton in the right corner, swing around to Creeley. Ball got tipped, and doesn't make, he rescues it as though it was an over and back, but it wouldn't have been. As Kirschbaum will pull up for an NBA three off the front of the rim, no good. As Karsten Schwinneman will come down with the rebound, quickly comes up, feed back to Moore. Left wing three, swirls in and out, no good. As Gorton will muscle away the rebound from Hunter McGarry. As Kirschbaum will come up, there's that trap. Feed to Smith, to Gorton at the top of the key. One touch to Perks. Drives in, and man, lid on the bucket. Scramble for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by College Place. Cannot catch a break. 1:26 to go in the third. Hawks trail by 30, 64-34. As Moore will bring it up. He'll now drive left, drives down the left lane, shot is no good. Hawk defense sagged wonderfully on that as Kirschbaum will bring it up. And now he wants to go all the way, Banks' shot isn't any good. Oh, John Perks went out of bounds for the loose ball. Blindly heaved it back and knocked it off Hunter McGarry. Great play by Big Red as Moore will go to the bench. I didn't see... It wasn't Cruz Young. I don't know who checked in for him. Tipped inbounds brought in by Brody Smith. He'll feed to Perks at the top of the arc. Perks wanting to back down on McGarry. Ends up losing the ball. Picked up by Van Hollaby. Two-on-one break is going to be finished by Peyton Payat for his second bucket of the game. 66-34, Connell. As Kirschbaum, facing that trap, will now drive down. His lane is too strong. Down the left lane, long outlet to Schwendeman, who then drives down the left lane to Karsten Schwendeman and lays it up and in for his second bucket. Smith will inbound to Creeley, to Kirschbaum with 23 seconds to go, and they're going to trap him just as he crosses the timeline. Then feed to Gorton on the right wing, feed back to Kirschbaum, left wing three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound brought down by Karsten Schwendeman. God, you cannot. They're going to call a foul on Ryan Gorton. Terrible call, but doesn't really matter because we cannot get our offense to execute. As Hunter McGarry will take it out right about this scorer's table. What's the problem? Yeah, they're saying we're shooting fouls. No, we're not. Okay, now McGarry will take it out with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Hawks trail now by 34. They're doubled up, 68-34. As Van Hollebeek will bring it up. Now wants to drive into the key. Slices down the left lane and might have been partially blocked by Caden Kerschbaum. They get the rebound but unable to get a shot off. But after three quarters of play, it is all Connell. Eagles 68, College Place 34. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks trail 68-34 here in the Hawks nest to Connell. Hawks having trouble in the first half with Nathan Moore and then in the third quarter with Dalston Schwendeman. And we continue to struggle with this early trap as we lose it again in the same instance as Carson Schwendeman. Will be fed by Cruz Young after the turnover. 70-34. And we're going to have a timeout with 7:41 to go in the game, and the Hawks trailing 70-34. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
7:41 to go in the game, and the Hawks trail by 36, 70-34, as Decime takes the inbounds right about center circle, and that trap comes out to Gordon. To Decime, wanted to do a give-and-go, turn the ball over. We have an outlet to Cruz Young, who ends up getting tied up by John Perks, has to kick back out to Van Hollebeek, who then drives into the key, goes up against Perks, just flat-out loses the ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Perks. Hunter McGarry will take it out baseline with 20 seconds on the shot clock for Connell. He ends up going long to Cruz Young. Now to McGarry. Now down low, I did not see who. Down low to Van Hollebeek, who then got grabbed by Ryan Gordon. And in fairness, Gordon did have the arm there. That was a legitimate foul, perhaps for once. As Van Hollebeek will now go to the line for two. And Hollebeek and Moore have spent a lot of time on the line, although Moore is on the bench right now with 7:16 to go in the game and Connell having this in control as Van Hollebeek hits the first, making it 71-34. It's frustrating to play Cashmere so closely, and then Connell comes in, and we have a very hard time with them. It's off the front of the rim, no good, but Payette is there for the offensive rebound to Van Hollebeek. That was Cruz Young for an air ball, but then Carsten Schwendeman comes down with the rebound. Tip rebound's going to be lost by the Hawks, brought down by Van Hollebeek. Kick out to Schwendeman for three. Carsten Schwendeman with the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Under 7 minutes to go, and we trail by 40. Hand off to Decime at center circle. To Kirschbaum, deep on the left wing. Now drive in, pull up from 16. Drop in and out, no good. Van Hollebeek will come down with a rebound. He'll pull up at the top. Now give to Cruz Young for three. That's an air ball. Retrieved by Judah Breithop. He'll go up court to Decime. Decime. Shaking and baking. Down low to Perks. Did manage to gather it in. Then goes in. His bank shot is no good. Tip ball is going to be lost out of bounds. Last touch by McGarry. Dalston Schwendeman to check in to spell Van Hollebeek. Yeah, and we have a running clock. It's the Hawks trail by 40, 74-34. Perks swinging around to Decime. Now swinging around to Kirschbaum on the right wing with... Oh, Kirschbaum with Cruz Young in his face from the right wing. It's the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. As I do not know what Hunter McGarry was trying to do with that pass, but it was way out of bounds as Brody Smith will check back in for the Hawks and spell John Perks. Decime will walk it up, feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, feed at the top to Smith. The down low to Gordon, who banks it home. Ryan Gordon, brought to you by Brody Smith. 74-39. Now, that was a foul, but we managed to get away with it as Dalston Schwendeman gives to Payette, now to Dalston. Dalston at the top to Cruz Young. Cruz Young dribbling back and forth to Karsten Schwendeman, now to Payette. Now down low to, that was McGarry. His shot is no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Cruz Young, who then feeds 20 for the three. Long rebound. Shot is no good. Long rebound. There's going to be a foul. And that foul is going to be on McGarry. That'll be his fourth personal. And that'll bring Bronson Klingler back off the bench. Although he's going to spell Peyton Payat. Peyton Payat, I beg your pardon. Peyton. I don't know where I got that from. As Decime plays catch back and forth with Kirschbaum. And now the trap is on. And we keep having trouble with that. Manages to feed Smith, then drives into the key. Feeds to Breithop. Pulls up for about 12. Shot is no good. Brody Smith almost comes down with a rebound and then steps on the baseline. 3:50 and counting as Hiram Hales will check in for his first action as Cruz Young now feed to, we had a travel. I was going to say, yeah, Bronson Klingler took way too many steps as Hales will check in and spell Dalston Schwendeman. Kirschbaum to Decime. Decime will walk it up. And then comes the trap. Right wing Breithop. He's getting trapped. Now feed to Kirschbaum. He'll pull up for three. Swirls in and out. No good. As McGarry will come down with the rebound. And McGarry will bring it up. And manages to get it down to, who was that? Number 14. That's a three. No good. Karsten Schwendeman turned around to McGarry. Feed to Cruz Young, who traveled. Sean Thorpe to come in for the Hawks, and he'll spell Decime. Thorpe, the 6'2 freshman forward. As Kirschbaum will inbound to Breithop, and then feed back to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, with that trap, wants to feed Smith. It's going to be poked away. Picked up by Cruz Young, who then feeds Karsten Schwendeman, who manages to lay it up and in. Schwendeman now at 11 points. Kirschbaum wants to drive in. Now drives baseline. Shot ends up being no good. Gorton manages to chase down the rebound. He'll feed to Breithop on the right wing. He double dribbled and somehow got away with it. Then forces his way in from 12 and hits. Breithop sticking with it. Getting his first bucket of the game. Under 2 minutes to go. as 21 drives down the left lane. Shot is no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Breithop. Breithop will feed Kirschbaum coming down the left wing with Schwenneman on him. Drives into the key. Double clutches down the right lane. Shot is no good, but Kirschbaum earns his way to the line, having been fouled by Carsten Schwenneman. So Kirschbaum, with 16 points, will... Nope, sorry, that was 14 points. That's 15. I miscounted. No, I did have it right. It was 16. That's 17 points. Making it 76-42, however. Kirschbaum's second is also good. And we're going to have a timeout with one... No? What? No. I take it back. Tanner Arlington will check in and spell Caden Kirschbaum. Arlington getting the first action I've seen him get this season, as Cruz Young will bring it up. And he ends up giving a pass too hot to Carsten Schwenneman, and the Eagles turn the ball over. So Arlington will inbound to Breithop. And Judah will bring it up. He'll be met by Carsten Schwenneman in a more conventional 2-3 defense, dribbling to his left. Now still dribbling around to the top, now drives into the key. He'll feed out to Thorpe. He'll pull up for a long two off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Judah Breithop. Coming under 60 seconds to go in the game. Cross court to Tanner Arlington, then wanted to go down low. Ball's tipped. You can feed to Smith. Back to Arlington. Down low to Ryan Gorton. Backs down. Shot is not strong enough. Gorton almost comes down with a rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds by Hiram Hales. So Arlington will take it out baseline for the Hawks. And it ended up going to Judah Breithop deep on the right wing. Judah down low to Smith, whose bank shot is too strong. Carsten Schwenneman will come down with a rebound. He'll then go up court to Hiram Hales, then feeds to a driving Bronson Klingler, who was able to lay it up and in for his first bucket. And we're under 15 seconds to go on the Hawks. Going to go to 1-5, 0-4 overall. Smith at the top of the key with 4 seconds to go. Feed to Arlington deep on the right wing. And we can't get the shot off, and that will do it. Your final. Connell 78, College Place 43 from the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next for the Hawks. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Hawks fall to Connell 78-43, and the Hawks will fall to 0-4 in league. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for the visiting Connell Eagles. Let's see. Got Cutter Jinks with 3 points. You've got Peyton Payette with 4 points. Adam Mayua with 4 points. Hunter Van Hollebeek with 12 points. Oops, I forgot about Schwendeman. Cannot forget about Schwendeman. You've got Karsten Schwendeman with 11 points. You've got Dalston Schwendeman with 14 points. Schwendeman. And then Nathan Moore leading all scorers on the court with 28 points for the Hawks. Kylie Creeley and Judah Breithop each with 2 points. Ryan Gorton with 3 points. Zeke Hartwell with 2 points. He went down with an injury in the first quarter, and here's hoping he's going to be all right. Landon Decime with 10 points. John Perks, 10 points. And Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 19 points. Coming up next for the Hawks, it'll be an earlier afternoon game. I believe it's 5:15 tip-off from Benton City. They'll be taking on the Kybe Bears. So, again, your final here from the Hawks Nest. Hawks fall to Connell, 78-43. Next men's broadcast, 5:15 tomorrow from Benton City. Women's broadcast, 3:45 from Benton City. We will see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.